Hello and welcome to episode 453 of Awards Daily's Water Cooler Podcast. I'm your host, Clarence Moy, and I'm joined by the other two M's. So M's, let's go around the cooler and tell the listeners who you are and where they can find you on the internet. Joey, we'll start with you.
Hi, I'm Joey Moser. You can find me on Twitter at JoeyMoser83.
Megan.
Hi, I'm Megan McLaughlin. You can find me on Twitter at HeyDudeMeg.
And again, I'm Clarence Moy. You can find me on Twitter at Clarence Moy. I need to clean out my mouth. I've been eating some jelly beans for dessert, and I've got like jelly bean residue stuck all over my teeth, so I'm finding it a little bit harder to speak clearly. So if I sound like I've had a stroke, I haven't. It's just because I'm fat and I'm eating jelly beans.
Oh my gosh. Oh my God.
I'm kidding. No, but I will take. I'll be glad to send out my Venmo for anyone who wants to give me money for Ozempic. I do have to tell you a funny story. Have either of you seen those ads for keto gummies that feature Kelly Clarkson?
I don't know if I have.
They're all over, like, I play a lot of mobile games, and they're all over those. And it's basically I can't tell if it's AI or if it's just a video of Kelly Clarkson talking about something and they don't actually have her words, but it's basically her endorsing, quote unquote, keto gummies. And she doesn't have anything to do with this. I mean, and they used to do it with Oprah. They had a video that had Oprah on there. And it would just be like this person just talking, and they would have like text over it going, I lost 50 pounds on keto gummies. And they've never endorsed keto gummies, which very likely don't even work from the ample amounts of research that I've conducted. But anyway, I just went on vacation this past week, and this video is like, I don't know, a year old, something like that. My mother-in-law says, I've heard of these things called keto gummies, and Kelly Clarkson lost 60 pounds taking them. I'm like, hold up. Kelly Clarkson did not lose. And I went all in down this rabbit hole about she's very likely on Ozempic, but she won't say what she's taken. Anyway.
I know, that's how I always am too. I'm always like, hold up. This is what exactly, like, clearly she has to be doing something. It's not keto gummies.
No, but it's so strange and alarming how, like, there's no regulation over video game mobile video game ads that pop up. You know, you can just do anything, apparently.
Yeah.
Anyway, I don't know why I jumped down that rabbit hole, but hopefully you guys are doing well. Happy belated Easter. Happy April. Happy April Fool's Day. I'm not going to try to play an April Fool's joke because I loathe them, which is why I haven't been on Twitter all day.
I know. I caught one today that was funny. it was about Club Chalamet being arrested for stalking Timothée Chalamet, which I thought was funny, but got me. I was like, what? I thought that was funny.
I saw a lot of, I did see a couple of things, and then I was like, I don't know if this is April Fool's or not, because these are coming from people who I think have lost their minds.
I also saw that somebody had Flora Bama Shore was coming back. Some of my cast members. I'm like, no, you can't do that because I want that to come back. And I figured it was a joke, but it bothered me because I was like, for a second, I thought it was coming back.
So one thing did happen over the weekend, I guess on Friday. It was the drop of the new Beyoncé album, Cowboy Carter. And I know I've seen both of you talk about it a little bit on Twitter, but I'm interested. You both are much bigger Beyoncé fans than I am. I'm interested in your takes on the album.
I love it. I think it's just really interesting and different. And she's somebody who I was not a fan of for like the beginning of her career. And then I think I've become a fan of her because of her risks that she takes. And she's just so, I don't know. I think it's very respectful to the genre. So anybody who's, I mean, I'm surprised that people don't like Jolene because I'm like, what do they expect? I think it's fine. Oh, it's her interpretation of it. I don't, even like my mom and dad are listening to it. And my dad is like, I really like that Miley Cyrus song, which I thought was funny. I'm like, dad? Phil? Like, what? But it's, I think she does, she's crossing over in a very respectful, reverent way, almost, for like Willie Nelson and Dolly Parton. I just think that it's really classy what she's doing and putting her own spin on it too. And the music's really good too.
Hmm. Joey, what do you think?
Yeah, I love it. I'm not a country music person except for, you know, outside of a Dolly Parton. But I've been listening to it all weekend. I think it's, I've just been like sort of reading all the content she's like been in, being interviewed about, like how she was watching a lot of Western movies and how a lot of the music is inspired by imagery and movies that she's been watching. And I think that's really cool. And I love the cover of Jolene. Jolene is like, in my opinion, one of the greatest songs of all time. And I know, very unpopular opinion, but it's just, I like that it's basically, kind of like a sister sequel to, you know, Becky with the Good Hair. I think that she's a follow-up. If he was like, oh, by the way, I have forgotten, I will still destroy you. And I'm a queen and I'm better than you. No, I like it. I mean, she's, the thing that I think is so interesting about the people who say that, you know, she shouldn't be doing that, it was just, she's a very faith and family oriented person, and she expresses that a lot in her artistry. And I'm surprised that some people are ignoring the fact that a lot of country music is about faith and family values. And I think that's the connective tissue that I've been thinking about a lot while listening to it. And
that's really interesting.
And it's just like, it's just a good album. It's robust. There's a ton of music on that album. I have to ask you, Megan, what is your favorite? Do you have a favorite track on
the album? Like the white bitch that I am, I like Yaya.
I love Yaya.
Because I saw people saying white girls are going to like this. And I was like, I feel attacked.
You're guilty.
I was like,
I'm seen.
I'm trying to think. I really like the first song.
American
Requiem. I think it's a great way to start it. I need to like listen to it again. Like I've listened to it like twice the whole way through, but I need to go back and listen to more again. Yeah. And so I know everything. Like so I can, you know, be able to recall things. Like people, I'm amazed how people were like able to like memorize things so fast and know
everything. Oh yeah. I will say I saw people this morning putting the tracks of Renaissance side by side with the, you know, lining up track one with track one, track two with track two. And they're saying, so you have to pick one that you like more from each album. Which would you pick? And
that's so crazy.
And I was just like, how about you just,
like, you just enjoy it? Yeah. Also, they're so different from each other. That's not so fair. Different.
Yeah. There's so much, whatever.
Oh, people are always going to ruin everything.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just very interested to see whether or not the Recording Academy actually fails to give her Album of the Year for this, considering, you know, the reviews are great. Love it. I mean, the reviews for Renaissance weren't uniformly great. And I know Beyonce fans that I know didn't love that album.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody seems to love this one. So I'm wondering, will she finally win Album of the
Year? I'm worried she'll never.
She has to. It's,
I know, but
it's such a gross smear on their organization. It's you know, the most awarded woman in the history of your award body, and she's never won Album of the Year. It's a little like,
I know.
That's gross.
It's just my own fear. Don't let it get you down.
All right. Well, I need to get into it and listen to it more. I just haven't had the opportunity to kind of sit down and just absorb the whole thing. It's like a long
an
album.
It's an hour. Yeah, an hour and 15 minutes, I think. Probably at the same amount of time as Kylie Minogue's Vegas residency, the performance. Did you know it was only like an hour and 15 minutes? That bothered me. I'm like, I need like 2 hours of Kylie. Sorry, like 3 hours of Kylie.
That is funny. Also, I was just, since I haven't been on Twitter all day, I just noticed that Severance Season 2 is coming out June 21st.
Whoa.
Finally.
I didn't see that.
That's so fast. That's actually, I would love to talk about shows that I worry are going to suffer from this kind of break with the
The strike. The
strike. And I feel like that's one that I'm really worried about.
Yes, I share that concern. And I don't know if this is actually, I wonder if this is an April Fool's joke. I don't know. I guess I'll wait for
I thought they just got back like to filming. So that seems surprising to me.
It seems to be, I don't know. I mean, I could see it being the kind of thing that films very quickly, but I don't know. All right. So let's jump into our main topic today, which is our 2024 summer movie preview. Now we are considering, I am considering the summer movie season to start in May and continue through August. And what we're doing this year is instead of just calling out, going through the calendar, calling out things that we're interested in, I've constructed a 2024 summer movie preview pop quiz to bestow upon Joey and Megan so that they can duke it out for who has the trivia crown this for the summer movie season. There are 24 questions. There are 24 questions. I do not have a tiebreaker question, but if there is the need of one, then I will come up with one.
You're like, I will just bestow the winner on one of you.
It'll be like, I'm thinking of a number.
Actually, I may just, if it's a tie, I may just be cruel and give it to both of you and let you two duke it out.
I was gonna say, you could literally have us fight. We'd probably do it.
Probably so.
We already have that on the schedule.
So there are, as I said, 24 questions dealing with high-profile titles or actors or past projects of actors in high-profile titles within the 2024 movie season. We drew beforehand, and Megan won the opportunity to go first. So, and just in the interest of avoiding questions being, you know, one question being hard, one question being easy, one question being hard, and somebody always getting the hard questions, I'm going to let you both randomly pick numbers. And then obviously, hopefully you will not select a number that the other contestant has already picked. So Megan, we're going to let you go first. And as you won the toss up, pick a number between 1 and 24.
8.
Question number 8 for you, Megan. Memorial Day weekend brings the Mad Max Fury Road prequel, Furiosa, a Mad Max saga. Director George Miller returns to the director's chair after helming 4 other Mad Max entries. He is also famous for directing The Witches of Eastwick, an adaptation of the John Updike novel. In Miller's film, The Witches of Eastwick, what 3 actresses played the titular witches?
This is homophobic.
It's Cher, Michelle Pfeiffer, and Susan Sarandon.
That is correct.
Okay.
Oh, but who played Felicia?
I've never seen it. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Sorry, that was an instinctual.
That was so dramatic.
Sorry, I could not hold that in.
And that would be Veronica Cartwright.
Yeah.
Oh, from
Joey.
Alien.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Joey, your turn.
23.
Question number 23. Craven the Hunter. Something that is high on your list, I'm sure, for this season, this upcoming movie season, is the latest in the Sony Pictures Spider-Man universe of films. Oscar winner Ariana DeBose stars opposite this Golden Globe nominated actor who was recently rumored to be next in line to play James Bond.
I'm sorry, I believe you mean Golden Globe winning actor.
Did he win?
Yeah, he won for Nocturnal Animal.
Okay, sorry. My mistake.
So you better know who this is.
Aaron Taylor Johnson. What if I was like, I don't know.
I know, I was like, why is he, does he stutter, bitch? I was like, why is he not saying anything?
I will never forget that Batman won a Golden Globe for shitting on a toilet outside with that haircut.
I remember
haircut.
You talking about that.
Yeah. I forgot that he won. My mistake. Okay, Megan.
Didn't mean to shame you.
Sorry. That's okay. You can't shame me, boy.
Oh. Oh, yeah, I'm supposed to pick a number.
Pick a number.
2.
Question number 2. And, oh, Megan. You chose poorly, I think.
Oh, no. Okay.
in the trailer of Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt's The Fall Guy, Gosling's stuntman sings what Taylor Swift ballad while crying in his car?
Isn't it All Too Well?
It is All Too Well.
Yes.
Yay.
Clarence Good has job. Never been prouder.
I know. I was going to say, he's like not going to disown me now.
All right, Joey, your turn. Pick a number and avoid number 8, 23, and 2.
1.
Number 1. This is a good question for you. The Idea of You stars Anne Hathaway and Nicholas Galitzine. Is that how you say his last name?
Sure.
Sure. Okay.
In a romance about an older woman, played by Hathaway, who starts a love affair with the lead singer of a boy band, played by Gasoline. This film is referred to online as fan fiction about what real-life former lead singer of a boy band?
Oh, I know this.
Oh, God. Oh my God, I can see his fucking face. Hold on, no. Hold on.
And you can't, no Googling of answers or you will burn.
Oh no, I'm not Googling anything, don't worry. I'm just typing something in.
Why am I blanking out his name? I can't, his horrible accent in everything that he does. Harry Styles.
Correct.
Right, that's his name, right? Harry Styles.
Yes,
that is correct.
What was the line that he kept saying in Don't Worry, Darling? That made me laugh.
I'm happy to be here.
Happy to be here.
As you say, and we're privileged to be here.
All right. Megan, back to you.
Okay. Let's do 16.
Number 16. Number 16, Horizons, is the multi-part Western saga directed by Kevin Costner. What 1990 film did Costner win an Oscar for Best Director and Best Picture?
Dances with Wolves.
That is correct.
Yes.
I think it's Dragonfly, the 2004 masterpiece.
Hopefully these aren't going to be too easy. I was very happy.
Some of them are really hard. That was a good one. I was excited for that one. He and I, if Joey and I had any say in it, it would be Dragonfly that would be nominated for Best.
We'll do a dramatic reading for you later.
Yes.
Oh, I look forward to that.
Yeah.
Joey, back to you. Pick a number.
Oh, shit. Sorry. Number.
This is not hard. What?
I was like, 21?
21. Alien, Romulus. Is reported to be a return to form for the classic sci-fi horror series. In these films, various stages of xenomorph creatures attack humans in outer space. These creatures are based on the designs of which Swiss artist who was a member of the Oscar-winning VFX team for 1979's original film, Alien?
God. I just forget his name. Geiger?
That is correct. H.R. Geiger.
I would have just given up on that.
I just remember we sold when I worked at a calendar kiosk for many a summer or many a winter.
I remember I used to go visit you.
They would, no, more like I pleaded Megan to come. It's like, I'm so bored. Please come visit me.
It was like you had a gun to my head.
Like the nerdiest fuckers would come in and buy that calendar.
Really?
Oh my God. Every year.
Oh my God, that's funny.
All right, Megan, pick a number.
20.
Number 20. Directed by Eli Roth, video game turned film Borderlands debuts in August and stars what two-time Oscar winner who in 2021 broke Olivia de Havilland's record of being the female actor with the most credited roles in a Best Picture nominee?
Ooh. Oh my God. Ugh. This is where I'm going to lose. Wait, can you repeat this? Repeat the question.
Directed by Eli Roth, video game turned film Borderlands debuts in August and stars what two-time Oscar winner who in 2021 broke Olivia de Havilland's record of being the female actor with the most credited roles in Best Picture nominees?
I don't think I knew that.
I don't know this.
And I must put an asterisk on that and say, caveat, this did come from Wikipedia.
I have no idea. I have no idea.
Do you want to make a guess?
Everything that I'm thinking is wrong. Sally Field.
Joey, would you like to steal?
I don't know anything about trivia, but I know who's in it because I watched the trailer once and went, nope. Is it Kate Blanchett?
It is Kate Blanchett.
Wow. I didn't realize she was in that.
I did not realize that she had broken that record. She has starred in the female actor to have starred in the most Best Picture nominees or been featured in the most Best Picture.
Well, I guess that
she did that with
Lord of the Rings.
That's true. She did it with Don't Look Up and Nightmare Alley in 2021.
I forgot she was in Don't Look Up.
Yep. All right. Joey, back to you. Pick a number that has not been picked. And by the way, audience, I am giving them the numbers. They're not having to remember which questions each of them has selected.
Let's go with 4.
Number 4. Ooh.
No.
Joey. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes returns audiences to the critically acclaimed action series that reboots the camp classic late 1960s and early 1970s sci-fi films. Including the original films and all remakes and reboots, how many Planet of the Apes films have graced the silver screen?
So hold on. There's the original trilogy. I'm not going to know this. The original trilogy, the horrible Tim Burton one. Is this including the new one?
Yes.
Okay, so there's that one.
Including the original films and all remakes and reboots.
10?
That is correct.
That's probably too low. Is it? Wow. No, fuck you.
There have been 10.
Wait, how many? Okay.
Hold on. I will tell you.
Dark.
There have been. Sorry.
How many
there have been in the original series. There was Planet of the Apes, Beneath the Planet of the Apes, Escape from the Planet of the Apes, Conquest of the Planet of the Apes, and Battle for the Planet of the Apes. So that's 5. Tim Burton's remake made 6, and there have been 4 of this new reboot: Rise, Dawn, War, and Kingdom.
Oh, I couldn't even get through the trailer of that new one.
So that is a great guess, Megan.
Nothing but a guess.
17.
Wait a minute. I got to put question number 17. 17 is not chosen.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Twisters stars Daisy Edgar Jones and Glenn Powell as tornado chasers in this reboot of the 1990s thriller. According to the National Weather Service, approximately how many tornadoes are reported across the United States in a year?
Oh,
wow.
No multiple choice.
It can be anywhere between 1 and infinity.
Yeah. wait, how many are reported per year?
Yes, approximately how many tornadoes are reported across the United States in a year? I tell you what, this is a bit shot in the dark. I will give you multiple choice.
Okay.
I'll give you, let's see. All right, I'll give you 4 options. Hold on, let me write them down.
I will say, if you are in Ohio, it seems like every day.
Okay.
I mean, that's not funny, but...
allowing you to choose multiple choice. A, 500. B, 750. C, 1,000, or D, 2,000?
I'm going to say C, 1,000.
That is correct. It is 1,000, according to the National Weather Service.
1,000? There's 1,000 of those fuckers?
Tornadoes. Probably increasing.
Yes, that's
right. Yeah, there was a tornado watch last night. There was a tornado warning like the day before.
All right, Joey, pick a number that has not been selected.
2. No, that was already picked. 2 with a 4 behind it. 24.
24. All right.
God damn it.
Joey, 24. Starring Josh Hartnett, Trap is the top secret film from what Oscar-nominated director of The Sixth Sense?
Oh, awesome. Oh, it's M. Night Shyamalan?
Correct.
I can't believe you almost didn't know that.
What?
You're like M. Right. Night Shyamalan.
There could have been a twist at the end.
Megan, oh. Your turn.
Seven.
Number seven. I think you'll get this one. The Strangers, Chapter One, serves as the planned first entry in a trilogy of new films that stem from the original 2008 horror classic. In both series, the plot is basically a yuppie couple spends the weekend in an isolated cabin and are terrorized by three unknown assailants, who are each wearing unique masks. Who played the original yuppie couple in the 2008 film?
Okay, isn't it Liv Tyler and Scott Speedman?
That is correct. I'm
wow
gushing with pride right now.
I am such a loser for knowing that. I think I went to see that, probably with Joey. Did we see that together, Joey?
No, when that movie came out, I was working at a movie theater, and we were the first theater chain in America to do all digital movies, and so the thing was, when you did that, someone had to watch the movies, and I was so scared of that trailer that I made us watch that movie before my shift started at like 9 a.m. So I watched that movie at 9 a.m. Guess what? I still screamed my fucking head off because that movie scares.
So disturbing.
I think that movie is like a very strong contribution to my huge fear of home invasions.
It's a terrifying film.
Yeah,
almost as scary as the one with, there was a German remake. I'll never watch that movie again. I watched that on a sick day when I was sick from German at home. Movie?
Like Funny
Naomi
Game?
Naomi Watts is in
it. Oh, Funny Game.
That I will never watch that movie again. That's like, that movie was movie. So, just the way it was shot was so, I mean, it was well done, but it was so disturbing.
All right. Let's see. Joey, pick a number. I'm sorry, did you say eight?
Three.
Oh, three. Joey, Jerry Seinfeld makes his directorial debut with Unfrosted, about the creation of what child and children at heart's breakfast staple?
That would be Pop-Tarts, Clarence.
That would be correct.
I want to see that, and I'm ashamed. I want to see that.
All right, Megan. And how many questions have we done? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Oh, we're over halfway, and the score is Joey 7, Megan 5.
Oh, how did I miss two?
Nope, you didn't miss two. He stole one.
Oh, right. That's right. Oh, that bitch. Okay, got it.
Okay.
So I'm picking another number.
Yes, the numbers available are 5, 6, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. Apparently, you hate numbers between 9 and 15, both. 18, 19, and 22.
Let's do 15.
15.
High School Saga. Sorry, I was thinking of that show.
A Quiet Place Part 2. Excuse me. A Quiet Place Day 1 is the prequel film to John Krasinski's Quiet Place series. The film stars Lupita Nyong'o, an Oscar winner for what 2013 film?
Oh, wait, she as an Oscar winner?
Yes. What movie did Lupita Nyong'o win an Oscar for?
Oh, it was 12 Years a Slave.
Correct.
Okay. I thought it was like, and what? I was like, whoa, I forgot. I don't know who else is in that movie.
All right. Joey.
22. My age.
22. Your mental age. Set yourself up for that. All right. In Inside Out 2... new emotions join main character Riley's emotions, which were introduced in the original film. Those emotions were joy, sadness, anger, fear, and disgust. Name two of the four new emotions introduced in the sequel, which all start with vowels.
Anxiety
is one.
And embarrassment.
Embarrassment, that is two. Correct. The other two are envy and ennui. Ennui.
Oh. I'm surprised Megan. I knew that. Okay.
Megan.
Let's do, did we do 25 yet?
There were only 24.
Oh, 25.
The answer is no. We haven't.
The answer is no. Do we do 23?
Yes, we have.
Okay. 22? Would you like for me?
We have done 22.
Oh, we've done 22. Now I'm looking. Okay, he just did 22. Hold on.
It's my age. My waist size.
Oh, that's right. 22. Okay. 14.
Number 14. All right. Recent Oscar winner Emma Stone returns in the ensemble cast of Poor Things director Yorgos Lanthimos's Kinds of Kindness. Featured in the ensemble cast is this former boyfriend of Taylor Swift. You get both of my Taylor Swift questions.
Yes.
Who also starred in Lanthimos's The Favorite.
It's Joe Alwyn.
That is correct.
Yes. I've watched that trailer so many times because I think it looks, I love it so much. I love the song that they use, Sweet Dreams, but the way they mix it is so interesting. And I'm trying to find it and I cannot find that mix. But love that trailer.
Joey, you can select from 5, 6, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 18, and 19.
13.
Number 13. It Ends With Us brings the enormously popular Colleen Hoover romance novel to the big screen. The adaptation of the novel stars what former Gossip Girl?
Oh. Well, I'm not ashamed to say that I watch Gossip Girl because I'm a faggot. so that would be Blake Lively.
That would be correct. All right, Megan, your turn. 19, 18, 12, 11, 10, 9, 6, and 5.
19.
Number 19 is Harold and the Purple Crayon is an upcoming film released in August, based on the 1995 children's novel that will also soon become a musical. Believe it or not, this is a Harold and the Purple Crayon Renaissance. In the film, adult Harold, played by Zachary Levi, uses what object to leave his book's pages and enter the real world?
Wait, he uses what object to leave his books? Because he's in a book?
Harold is a character on a novel, in a novel, in the film, and in the original children's book. And he uses what object to allow him to escape the book's pages and enter the real world?
Joey, do you know this?
I think so.
Go ahead, steal. I don't know. A dildo? I don't know.
Okay, it's a children's book, but...
Interesting. It would be interesting if that were.
Isn't it just the purple crayon?
It is the purple crayon.
I missed the beginning part. I forgot.
Oh my god. Yes.
Harold in the Magic Dildo.
I like my answer better.
All right.
Oh my god.
Joey. Yeah. 5, 6, 9, 10, 11, 12, and 18.
Oh, let's do 18.
Number 18. On July 26th, there is an epic counter-programming happening with Deadpool and Wolverine and the Fabulous Four facing off against each other. The Fabulous Four is about four women of a certain age who travel to Florida to be bridesmaids in the surprise wedding of a former college friend. The film stars Shirley Ralph, Megan Mullally, Susan Sarandon, and what star of The Rose, Beaches, and First Wives Club, and more to round out the cast? That is correct.
I thought it was going to be
I feel really stupid for that purple caterpillar or whatever crayon now.
It's a trick question. all right, Megan. 12, 11, 10, 9, 6, and 5.
5.
Number 5. Cool Man finally debuts after a disastrous premiere at the 2023 Toronto International Film Festival.
Wait, what does again?
Cool Man.
Oh, okay.
What Star Trek and Into the Woods actor makes his directorial debut with this film?
Who's Cool Man? Is it Chris Pine?
It is Chris Pine.
So it's Cool Man?
Cool Man. Cool.
Like I thought it was Pee as in like...
Pee as in I peed in the pool.
Okay, got it. I thought you said cool man at first and I was confused.
No, not cool man. Sorry.
I am just having all kinds of problems tonight. Okay, so I did get that one right. Okay, good.
You did. Okay. Joey, 6, 9, 10, 11, and 12.
Oh, 6.
6. Back to Black explores the rise to fame of what late Grammy-winning singer?
Amy Winehouse, let's move on.
I might take points away from you if you're disrespecting Amy Winehouse, Joey.
No, I'm saying I think the movie looks awful and a huge disrespect to Amy Winehouse. I'm glad that Eddie Marsan is getting work.
I'm glad that the actress from Industry, I love that actress. She's really good. But I saw somebody say that she sounds like Natasha Bedingfield and I can't unhear it. I was like, that's true.
All right. We are down to 4 questions, Megan. 9 through 12.
9.
Good question for you, Megan.
Okay.
Jennifer Lopez returns to summer film with Atlas, where she plays a, quote, brilliant but misanthropic data analyst. Typecasting, I'm sure. Initially afraid of what cutting-edge technology?
I'm going to assume Google Maps. I have not seen this.
I don't know. That's a good guess, Atlas. Afraid of
Siri?
AI?
It is AI.
Huh? Oh, Siri just piped up after I said that.
Shut up, Siri. Go to hell.
Yeah. Siri, find him.
She's like, what? I'm sorry?
What?
What?
Getting
killed here. I'm not surprised.
Joey, 10 through 12.
11.
Number 11. In the month of June brings The Crow, a remake of the 1994 action film in which what actor famously died during its making?
Brandon Lee.
That is correct.
I was counting on you not to know that.
That is a good assumption.
You almost didn't know?
I kind of.
All right.
Doesn't matter.
All right, Megan, we are down to 2. I think it is mathematically impossible for you to win at this point, but let's just finish these out because I spent a lot of time writing these questions down.
By the way, I lost on purpose so you didn't have to come up with a tiebreaker. I hope you know that.
Thank you. You are so sweet. But you've won my heart for knowing
all the Taylor Swift stuff. Yeah, yes. Of course. I'm not stupid. I know.
I didn't say you were stupid.
No, but I know people probably think, oh, she doesn't know this.
Okay.
I know that's people I'm listening are like.
So, Megan, 10 or 12. Don't pick 10. 10 or 12. Don't pick 10.
12.
12. This is another Inside Out 2 question. Inside Out 2 returns audiences to the brain and emotional maturity of Riley, who is now a hormonal teenager. The film introduces new emotions Riley experiences during the tumultuous teenage years. However, 2 actors who originally voiced emotions, fear, and disgust in the first film declined to return for the sequel over a pay dispute. Name the 2 actors who originally voiced fear and disgust in Inside Out.
Is it Phyllis from The Office and Mindy Kaling from The Office?
You are 50% correct. Joey, would you like to steal?
Isn't it Mindy Kaling and Bill Hader?
It is Bill Hader, yes.
Really? What a hater.
All right, last question, Joey, goes to you. Number 10. It's a Star Wars question.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, I should have taken this one then.
2024 marks the 25th anniversary of Star Wars Episode I, The Phantom Menace. And on May 4th, theaters will screen an all-day marathon of the Star Wars films entitled The Skywalker Saga, May the 4th Marathon. How long does Fandango say it would take to watch all films from start to finish?
It's all of them?
It's all 9 films, 3 prequels, 3 original, and 3 sequels.
Y'all are losers.
Send your letters to Joey Moser.
That's fine. I don't get mail.
he wants to get hate mail. Send it to him.
26 hours.
That is incorrect. Megan, would you like to steal?
I'll say 24 hours.
20 hours and 22 minutes.
Oh, so I win by default. Closest. By Price is Right rules, I
probably should have done over. I should have done multiple choice on that one. But anyway, it doesn't matter.
You're right. We both went over. It didn't matter. Yeah.
Joey wins. Congratulations, Joey. Joey gets to wear the crown as the queen of the summer movie season.
As if he wasn't wearing the crown already.
I have a crown in my office from the production of Once Upon a Mattress I did. Because I am what? A faggot.
All right, very good.
Thank you for putting that together. That was really good. Great. Those are really great questions.
Thank you. That was fun. I enjoyed that. All right, so let's jump to the flash forward to the media we're most anticipating in the upcoming week. And Megan, you can go first.
Oh, thanks. I am trying to. Well, I'm excited for Shogun. I'm so addicted to Shogun. I love it. I'm also still trying to catch up on other shows like, the thing I'm most looking forward to is it's Curb Your Enthusiasm's finale this week, and I'm really sad. So I started rewatching some of the first season, and I might just have it on in the background while I do things just to have Larry ever present in my life because I'm really sad. I don't know how it's going to end. I suspect he's going to go to jail, but I just love him, and I'm really, really sad that the show is ending, even though it's time. I also will be listening to Beyonce, and I need to listen to Sheryl Crow's new album too. She has a new album out. I'm really into Remy Wolf. I really like her too. I can't remember if there's something else coming out this week that's exciting, but those are kind of just catching up on shows. Traders is another show I'm trying to stay up on, and I'm hoping to start reading a new book here soon. I just haven't selected it yet, but that's about it.
Excellent. Joey.
I wanted to catch up on two movies that I missed earlier. Lisa Frankenstein, because now it's on Peacock. And movie theaters are dying. And,
speaking of movie theaters are dying, I am shocked that, what is it? What's going to come out on streaming? Was it Dune? Dune 2, already? Maybe? Yeah.
What?
Maybe it was a April Fool's joke, but let me look it up. You continue with yours. Sorry to interrupt. Yes, Tuesday. No, that can't be right. Tomorrow?
Are you serious? That has to be an April Fool's joke.
That has to be.
I guess you guys just don't want money? Okay. I want to watch Lisa Frankenstein and Night Swim. Those are both on Peacock, even though I heard Night Swim is not very good. I saw Godzilla yesterday, and I thought it was going to be at least fun. I was wrong. that was bad. I started The Traitors, which I'm enjoying. I think the only thing that I think a lot of other people who... I don't watch a lot of the reality shows that the contestants are from. So I kind of wish, part of me kind of wishes it was just like regular people, because then like no one would know who anybody is, but whatever. I'm excited to keep watching. I'm on like two episodes in on the first season. And then another stupid show that I just started watching today because we were eating dinner and there was nothing to watch. I don't like to watch stuff that I like quote unquote need to watch. I just like to watch stupid stuff. Have either of you watched the game show The Floor?
Yes.
Oh, I've never heard of it.
Oh, wait, no. Is it The Floor is Lava? No, never mind.
No.
I haven't.
It's Rob Lowe hosts it. There are like 80 people on a floor, like an electronic floor, and they each have an expertise, and they challenge each other with like visual trivia. They go back and forth, and then you have to like own more pieces on the floor than anyone else. It's really stupid, but I ended up watching two episodes today, so I guess I'm watching that. And then I'm going to continue the book exploring the first 10 years of RuPaul's Drag Race called And Don't Fuck It Up, which is very easy to read because it's just interview format and like a a female superfan just spouting off basically jargon that has become synonymous with the show. They're like, and then the season 5 sisters walked through the workroom, and guess what, girl? It was sickening. Oh, girl. And I was like, this is bad.
God.
And I just like sort of, I was like, stop it. Stop. So yeah, that's it. I'm girding my loins for this. And this season is terrifying.
Joey, when you, never mind. I'll ask you about this offline. All right. This Friday, Wicked Little Letters drops in theaters. I have seen the film because I got a screener for it. It stars Olivia Colman and Jesse Buckley. It's okay. I mean, it's probably not something that's going to save movie theaters. If you like watching women of a certain age say fuck a lot and cunt and twat, then maybe you'll find it really, really funny, but it gets kind of old after a while. But it did whet my appetite for more Olivia Colman greatness. So this week I am going to be rewatching The Favorite. Over my vacation, I rewatched a film that I really have for a long time wanted to revisit, which was Michael Fassbender and Kate Winslet in Steve Jobs. In my opinion, an incredibly underrated film that I can't believe did not get more attention from the Academy. Shame on you, Academy, for not giving Aaron Sorkin a nomination for a screenplay that he actually deserved.
Yeah, that was a good one.
It's a brilliant, brilliant film.
Kate Winslet's so good in that too.
She should have won. She should have won.
Who beat her that year? I can't remember.
Olivia Vikander for the Dutch Danish girl. Alicia Vikander for the Danish girl. Steve Jobs is a great movie. On TV, I want to, we have screeners and we'll be talking about next week, Andrew Scott and Ripley, which will be on Netflix. I want to watch more of that. I am insanely addicted to Survivor this year. It's probably because I haven't watched Survivor in a very long time. And I live week to week to watch the show now.
I have not been watching this season because I get annoyed with the, I feel like I need a break every once in a while, but I've heard it's pretty good.
Yeah. I mean, I haven't watched it in probably 20 years, but I am just so into this season. It's not even funny. And also coming up this weekend, the NCAA Final Four, which my alma mater, NC State, is magically in the Final Four, believe it or not. First time since 1983 when they had a Cinderella season and won the whole thing.
Wow. So we'll see.
And I finished The Joy Luck Club, which is a brilliant, wonderful book that I loved, 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 loved. And I have not picked up another one, so... That is pretty much what I have going on this week. So does that cover it?
Yeah.
All right, let's get the hell out of here. So we are the 3Ms contributors, Joey Moser, Megan McLaughlin, and me, Clarence Moy, thanking you for joining us, asking you to remember to rate us on Apple Podcasts or wherever you find us. Also subscribe to our YouTube channel at Awards Daily, and wishing you a very pleasant tomorrow.